Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church, where we believe we are called to make a difference for Jesus Christ as Christ makes a difference through us in your life. We're glad that you joined us for worship this morning, and we do want to invite you to sign in to our online guest book if you're a visitor with us today. For those of us in the Asbury family who have gathered for worship, I just want to say welcome and God bless you, and it's so good to see you again this morning. An important part of our worship today is a slideshow, which will provide us with memories of family members who have served in the military and are now part of the Communion of Saints. In keeping with the tradition of Memorial Day, however, we won't have names on those pictures because many of these persons were faithful to their country but did not die in service to their country. We hope you will enjoy the slideshow, however, and be able to see in these faces the faces of men and women who love God, love country, and made our country what it is today. Now, let us worship in a time of spirit and truth. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, come and be among us this day, that as we open our hearts and our lives to you, as we gather in our homes and other places of peace and comfort and safety, that you will be with us. And through the mystery of the power of your Spirit, we will be brought together into community. Thank you. Thank you for this day to worship. Thank you for these who have loved us and served our nation so faithfully. And thank you, O God, for the word that will be brought today by Pastor Nick. Pour out your Spirit upon him that he may speak the truth and teach us in the way that leads to life. All of this we pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord comes to me at break of day. Therefore I will not be afraid. Though the oceans roar, this dark and stormy sea, He will come and rescue me. Hallelujah, He is with me. Hallelujah, we cannot be moved. Hallelujah, He is with me. Hallelujah, I am He will be exalted over all. Come and behold His strength and majesty. Still He will come and rescue me.
Friends, please join me as we go to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks to You for this day, for this opportunity to gather together as Your children, to come together under Your umbrella of love, to glorify You, to give thanks to You for all of the countless blessings You continue to heap upon us daily. Even in these times of uncertainty, God, we know that You are with us, that You are caring for us, that You are guiding us and leading us. And so as we see Your powerful work in and through the circumstances around us, may that hope fortify our resolve as we go forward together as Your children seeking to make disciples. God, we are in this time, this weekend of memorial, of remembering all of those brave men and women who so selflessly gave their lives for the idea of freedom that all of us experience and enjoy today. God, we ask that You are with the loved ones of those brave men and women, that You provide for them this weekend comfort, that You provide them peace, but that You also provide them joy as they reflect back on these beautiful lives lived. God, this morning we pray for all of those among us who move in fear and anxiety, who are struggling with the uncertainty of the present. May Your love and Your mercy propel them into the hopeful future that You have destined. God, we pray this morning for all of those who are experiencing loss, whether it be a job loss, loss of security, loss of a home, a loss of a loved one due to this disease. I know that you continuously seek those people out and you meet them at their heart. And we ask that you hold them just a little tighter today so that they may rest in your glory. Now we ask that you are with us right here at Asbury United Methodist Church. Recharge us with your Spirit as we continue to spend this time apart. We are meant to be together. We are meant to be in community. God, you know as well as we do that Asbury is a loving family. We are a connected family. Handshakes and hugs are our way of life. So God, we ask that you hug us tight today until we can be together again. And God, most importantly, in this time of remembering, may we remember your selfless act upon the cross, where you stepped forward, stared down evil, and said, "I will not be defeated." And with love, and with mercy, and with forgiveness, you paid a sacrifice far bigger than we could even comprehend. And God, let us also remember today your beautiful earthly ministry, where you taught us so much about how to live with each other and connect with each other and treat each other within that. You also taught us how to pray together by teaching us the Lord's Prayer, which we will recite together now by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen."
Never enough. Good morning, Asbury. Today the scripture will be from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on you. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Paxton, for that wonderful and heartfelt reading from the book of Joshua. I speak for Pastor Didi when I say that putting this worship service together has been an absolute blessing. Receiving the emails, one after another, of all of these pictures of these family members that are no longer with us, but so faithfully and courageously served our country, and then no doubt had such an amazing impact on the lives of so many others. It was humbling, and I found myself stopping and looking at each one, just wanting to know more of their story. That's an interesting concept for this Sunday, because I'll be honest with you, I was a little backwards preparing my sermon this week. Normally, the way I go about it is I will come across a scripture, and it will speak into me, and God will lead me to preach on that scripture in a way that would hopefully be relevant for you today. But I took a backwards approach, knowing it's Memorial Day weekend, and why we stop and remember all the courage and bravery that has led to the freedoms that we have today. And as I was reading these stories online, these stories of heroism and courage, I was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed by what they were able to face and what they were able to accomplish for an ideal that rings so true and so critical even today. And as I was overwhelmed by those stories, my mind went back to another story 2,500 years ago, when the Israelites finally had the opportunity to realize freedom. It had been a long road for God's people, starting from the times of bondage and captivity in Egypt, where they were raised up out of slavery by Moses and began the long, uncertain trek towards the promised land that God would one day give them. But the road wasn't easy. They went through periods of doubt and of fear and of falling away, only to be brought back. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years as the torch was passed from one generation to the next. So you could imagine this group of people standing on the banks of the Jordan River, tired, nervous, anxious, but also hopeful. As they looked across the river and saw the land God promised them, but they had to take pause because what they also saw was a heavily fortified city with large walls, with archers, with a mighty military. And these were nothing but former slaves who, through faith in God and the idea of freedom, had to find it within themselves to be emboldened to face this next great task. Among them was a mighty warrior, a warrior whose sword had seen many battles, but a warrior who remained faithful to God in all that he was commanded to do. And it was this man, Joshua, who would lead this group of God's people into the land that he promised them. What's so beautiful about that passage is that God promises Joshua and his people three important things. And he tells them to be strong and courageous three different times. The first time he says to be strong and courageous, but to do so with a trust in me. I will be honest with you, I've never served in the military. But I would imagine that as you are going into battle and you are facing these times of uncertainty, trust in the man or woman standing next to you is paramount. And so God, to these people, is breathing into them, trust me, I will deliver you. We could all use a certain level of that trust today as we find ourselves moving in times of great uncertainty. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know that we have a beautiful Creator who fully loves us and asks us to lean in and trust Him. He also says to be strong and courageous in my word. When I hear that, I think obedience. And in the military, obedience is paramount. Obedience to the strategy, obedience to the training, obedience to the plan. God calls us all into obedience. As children of Christ, as followers of Christ, we are called to follow God's will. And that means to follow what God has laid out for us. And lastly, he says, do not fear. I will be with you wherever you go. I am with you. We all stare down at things that seem insurmountable in our lives. For the brave men and women that have fought for the freedoms, the ideals that we believe in, those may happen on battlefields in foreign countries. But for us, for each one of us in the course of our lives, we face the insurmountable. And we know that it is through faith alone that God can pull us through. See, we have seen the evils that we are capable of. We saw them when the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt. We saw them during World War II and the atrocities of the Holocaust. We have seen unchecked examples of how the world can poison our hearts. But we have also seen the beauty that lies in God's justice, in His love, and in His forgiveness. I'll tell you one story that I found interesting that I uncovered this week. While in office, President Eisenhower took a tour of the battlefields at Valley Forge in Pennsylvania. And he was being shown one historic spot after another, just walking the field where freedom became realized. And at the very end of his tour, he made a statement. He said, "This is where they got it for us." And what did he mean by that? What he meant was that those men and thousands of other men and women in all the wars that America has fought, purchased by their blood the freedoms that we enjoy today, that statement speaks powerfully to me. Because they found that as brave men and women of all ages, there are principles that are worth dying for. And this unselfish sacrifice serves as a constant reminder that we will always be among those who stand bravely in the face of oppression and will courageously step forward, just like Joshua, with trust in our Creator, to seek to work through all of us to bring justice and hope in the world. When I think about that, my mind can't help but go back in time 2,000 years, where there was another battle bravely fought on a hill that we call Calvary. It was a battle of one teacher, one Messiah, against all of the forces of evil. And it seemed futile, it seemed hopeless, as Jesus took on everything the world could throw at him. He had the antagonizing of the crowd. The Roman soldiers were of no help to him. But all of that paled in comparison to the struggle that was going on in the innermost part of his soul. But as I think back to what he accomplished on that day, on that cross, the freedom that he granted to everybody, to you, to me, to all of our brothers and sisters who have fallen in the line of battle, I can't help but think this is where he got it for us. If we are to grow in our faith, if we are to be strengthened, if we are to have courage, if we are to be brave, it is only done through him and because of him. We are able to keep our faith because of the faith of those who have gone before us, who share those common ideals of freedom and justice and love and forgiveness. All of these principles Jesus taught us on the cross. After the Battle of Shiloh in the Civil War, there was a gravesite in Columbia where both Confederate and Union soldiers were buried. And the ladies of Columbia started a tradition. They would go out and they would place flowers at the graves of the Confederate soldiers. After doing that for a while, they looked over and they realized there were no flowers at the graves of the Union soldiers. And so these ladies, in one of the most beautiful acts of forgiveness that you could imagine, began laying flowers on the graves of the Union soldiers. Soldiers that may have taken the lives of their own family members. Forgiveness begins when we fully let Christ in our heart. We can begin then to sow the seeds of change. General Washington said before the Battle of Long Island that there will come a time when Americans have to decide whether they're going to be free men or slaves. The fate of the unborn millions will depend upon our action. You and I are the unborn millions that Washington was talking about. And so I ask today, on this day, this weekend, how will we utilize that time? Will we seek God's justice? Will we show God's love? And will we be an example of God's beautiful forgiveness to all of us around us? We have an amazing opportunity to courageously step forward into this space of uncertainty and of doubt and of, let's call it what it is, partisan fighting, and breathe hope and be the healing and show people what it truly means to be free through Christ. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, greater love has no one than this, to lay one's life down for one's friends. Jesus didn't just say that, he lived it for every single one of you. Peace be with you this weekend. Amen.
I worship you.
Thank you for joining us today at Asbury United Methodist Church. We know that you have a lot of choices out there on the net, but you chose to be with us this morning, and we pray that you have been blessed. As soon as this service is over, after about a 15-minute break, we're going to be beginning a new Sunday school series called Summer Road Trip, where we will be going on a journey with Paul throughout his biblical mission around the known world of that time. We hope that you'll stay and be part of that lesson because it will be a blessing to you. It's a fellowship of around 80 people online or more, and it's a good discussion every week. So please join us for that. Thank you again for being with us. And now receive this benediction. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go, and indeed wherever you are. May you know the power of his love this week, and may you be blessed by the strength that he gives you. In Christ's name, amen.